I'm Alec.
I'm Eric.
We're the Apache Brothers.
And this is StoryTap, where we try to tap the potential of an idea by turning it into a story. This episode...
I was the Lord of Darkness in my world. But now I'm a video game producer's assistant?
We're back. I just hit start on the stopwatch, which means we are definitely back. Rather than me reading out, you should read because I don't want to like say what the next episodes might
really,
be.
Really, I kind of like hinting.
Oh, you want to do that?
I'll limit.
Okay, yeah. Pick your three favorite.
Okay. We talked about doing Sly Cooper 5.
Mm-hmm.
I think Sly Cooper 5 is like fun, but it doesn't feel like a welcome back kind of idea. So I gotta say, Isekai sounds like a welcome back
kind
of thing.
A rebirth.
You know, rebirth, if you will.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Okay, we'll do an Isekai episode.
Okay, I dig it.
Okay. Let me delete that one off the list then. So an isekai episode, you're familiar with what an isekai is?
Yes.
Give me your description.
An isekai is, I hesitate to call it a genre, but it is an
it's
anime
fine to call
trope,
it a genre.
An anime story device, I'm going to say,
yeah.
Where someone finds themselves in a new reality, either by being reborn or by being dropped in. And usually, I want to say for some reason, when they get dropped in, they're usually naked. That seems
to
happen a lot.
Yeah, that's usually part of it. The number one vehicle, you'll see why I giggled in a moment, for transporting someone to an isekai, is someone is dissatisfied with their daily routine, their daily life. And it's a manga. You know, the people who read these things are... the people who, like, you know, read a lot of manga, so they're probably looking for an escape from reality. Big L, I don't like my job, I'm gonna read these types of things. So it's like almost like a self-insert, and it's usually what happens is someone is just going about their usual mundane daily routine, and then they're hit by a truck.
And, I love it.
And they die and they're reborn in a cooler reality.
Cool, yeah.
And there's almost always like a video game leveling up system involved, which I don't like, but we can integrate it depending on the groove we get into. If we want to be sort of satire-y or if we want to just instead just... And which I guess is our first question. Is it going to be a straight up like anime or manga?
No, sorry. All right.
Okay.
I don't know if I should say this, actually.
Go for it. I can, if it's too bad, I can cut it out.
Okay, so how about, like, a feminist activist...
Okay.
...gets sent back to the 1950s and leveling up is getting dumber and weaker.
Oh, damn, we just got canceled. We just came back and then the show's canceled. That's so fucking funny. But, oh, no. Okay, obviously we're not doing that. That's such a funny bit.
I'm an adamant feminist. I'm the gayest one in the family.
that would be such a funny like fake anime isekai name. Like
especially I'm gonna shop that around to people who like make those dating sim games.
Oh no.
That's perfect, would that be?
Funny. Holy, if I saw that on Steam, first of all, I wouldn't buy it, but I would post about it like tomorrow. I would tell everyone to buy it. I wouldn't buy it. I wouldn't play it, but still.
That's because, I mean, I don't know what would have to happen for you to play a dating sim, but something like
a good story.
It's end times, dogs and cats living together, or they just do a really good job. Like somebody, you could get a couple of screen caps from it and you're like, this actually sounds fascinating.
There was one dating sim game. It was half dating sim, half puzzle game that I was pretty interested in. It was just called, I think it was called Honey Crush. I didn't know it was actually like a lewd game.
So many of them are.
So when I almost bought it, I was like, wait, why is it rated this? Why does it have these tags? And then I looked into it and I was like, oh no, I ain't buying that. Because the puzzle aspect looked fun. And the story, like normally the dating sims are like not voice acted. I don't like that when a game is not voice acted. This one fully was, and it was very self-aware. It was pretty funny, and I was like, okay, let's do this. And then it turned out it was just like, lay as many women as you can. And I was like, I'm out. Okay. So.
Okay.
We're doing an isekai. First question. The medium. Is it a manga, an anime, live action? And if it's a live action, is it a movie or a TV show?
Have we ever, like, tried to pitch an anime?
We've done animated TV, but not anime specifically before, okay. No.
Then...
This is a unique one.
Okay, yeah. Let's see. We're trying a new thing. We're back. It's a rebirth. Is that what isekai means?
I don't know what the word isekai specifically means. It might mean that. Interesting.
I recently learned that karaoke means empty orchestra.
Damn, they are so cool.
Yeah, right? Japan. I learned that from How I Met Your Mother, so, you know, maybe Google it and see if that's true.
It just translates as different world.
Okay.
Okay.
Same.
Well,
this is a different world, so it's an anime. What do we want our character to be starting as, and where do we want them to appear?
Okay. Are we going to go down the usual tried and true route of generic isekai setup, generic isekai world, or are we going to be satirical and self-aware about it, or are we going to try and like make it more Western in its like premise and delivery and all of that, like, you know, anime for America type of thing? Since we're Americans, we just usually tend to put things in that lens.
Okay. I had a semi-inspired idea just now.
Uh-huh.
What if it's, like, an anime about a character from, like, the low-rent video game that these people are making, leaving the video game and...
Coming into the real world
and working on the video game to try and ensure their own success in, you know, in their world.
Oh.
It's kind of like, it's like I'm meeting God, but God mostly has me do weird office work.
Okay.
And this is how we decide what happens in my world.
That's pretty cool.
Wouldn't that be also kind of a disheartening bummer to find out that the epic nature of your reality is decided by...
office workers?
Yeah, office workers.
The Adjustment Bureau? Oh, gosh. That's pretty fun. Though, could this protagonist travel back and forth between video game world and reality?
I gotta say, I don't think that necessarily works, just because that doesn't feel very isekai flavored. That's like one of those dual life stories, which are cool, but isn't what we're trying to do today.
Right.
I feel like one of the ways to do that is that multiple characters... get sent to the real world.
Ah.
It can be like the game, the protagonist of the game, a love interest or a sidekick or something, and the villain, if I feel like the villain trying to, what would the villain do? I was going to say the villain would try to tank the game, but no, the villain would... What does the villain do if, like, you find out...
It would be pretty...
Because, like,
funny.
If you tank the game, you end... You destroy yourself, too.
Yeah.
I guess he...
He could be, like, a satirical bad guy. Like, he's like, oh, well, why do you want to destroy our world? You even live in it. And he's like, because I'm evil.
He could. I think that something he could do is that he could join up with... but the money people, and like just kind of try and ruin it. It's like I'm going to give you all adorable sidekicks and dumb armor, all so that in the name of selling toys and t-shirts.
Okay. This is really fun, really cool. However, this is no longer an isekai, and it is becoming a slice of life, which is different.
It's a slice-a-kai. I know.
I mean, no.
I mean, Devil is a Part-Timer was an isekai, right?
Devil is a Part-Timer was a slice of life.
It's a slice of life isekai.
No, because an isekai anime manga is what makes it that is the self-insert guy who I can relate to is now this like either swashbuckling or adventurous hero. It's very much a self-insert into a fantasy world rather than... there's just some aspect of a fantasy world being an aspect of a story.
Yeah.
But I'm liking this a lot.
Okay.
And what I would think was really anime is like a reverse isekai where the main villain of a video game is our protagonist and is killed and then wakes up in the real world, comes over, and is like, what is this? A strange world. Oh, carriages that move on their own, seemingly by magic. And then he comes across the video game production company. Not the production company, the studio.
Uh-huh.
The video game studio. And he finds out that the main character is a self-insert of one of the employees. She, like, put herself in the game. And he finds her, and he's like... My nemesis. So he's like, makes it his goal to tank the game, but like he has to like become an employee. He has to start out as an intern, rise up as an employee, and then either become, and he wants to become her boss or something like that. That would be so anime. Do you want to do that?
Yeah, I actually really like this.
All right. Okay. And there's a lot to work with here. And what makes an anime is that little funny, quirky... Well, what makes most manga, I should say, is that funny little quirky hook to get you involved in the first chapter and then enough to build on for multiple chapters. But in the first, like, 10, 20 little chapters, and their manga chapters are very short reads, in the first 10 or 20, you introduce enough characters that are unique and likable enough that you can literally just tell any sort of story, any boring ass Seinfeld episode type of story. But you have the core characters and group dynamics that are interesting enough. And that's how you like ensure your show or your manga is going to run forever.
Right. Okay.
Whew. Which kind of goes against how I write a story.
Yeah. Because things are supposed to end.
Yeah, I've always said you shouldn't start telling a story if you don't know how it's going to end, is how I usually say it.
Yeah.
But, meh. I mean, the natural ending for this is the villain and the video game programmer girl just fall in love and don't kill each other.
Okay, hang on.
Maybe they start their own studio.
This is so dumb. It is pretty dumb. Okay, so it's a self... insert. The hero is a self-insert, right?
Well, we've kind of stepped away from
the tradition. But the hero of the game is a self-insert.
Hero of the game is a self-insert of the, not a protagonist, because it's now a slice of life anime and there aren't really protagonists or antagonists in slice of life. So go on.
It's a self-insert of somebody, right?
Mm-hmm.
As things progress, the villain finds out that he's based on someone she knows. That he's based on, like, an ex that she had a bad breakup with.
Oh, that's good, too. Yeah. That's just solid. Right on.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Oh man.
And then it kind of becomes about contending with that. Mm. You know, like so you made this, all of this... to deal, like, I exist.
That I can totally see that as a frame in a manga, like a freeze frame. She's not just the hero. She's God. She made my world from nothing. Oh, man. Okay, that's really funny.
I mean, I was kind of got the Rick and Morty vibe. It's like, we exist to power your car.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, I'm you not wanting to pay for therapy.
Oh my goodness. Okay. 15-minute mark. Usually, we need to get into the beginning of the story. Me being the bigger manga nerd, your point about the villain who is our protagonist, that's going to be really confusing, saying our protagonist, who is the game's antagonist,
mm-hmm.
but... we'll make sure to clarify every time. So our protagonist, the game's antagonist, we start with a sort of showdown between, you know, the hero and the villain. And the villain is, like, struck down And it's very generic. The first half of this first chapter is a very generic good versus evil, Elden Ring-esque type of scenario or setting with, you know, very gothic, very sword and steel and all of that. And then the villain
fighting,
struck
magic,
down.
Magic, that kind of thing.
And then, you know, and once he's, like, got that fatal wound, he's like, oh, and he starts falling back and he's, like, bleeding out. And it's, like, a very big deal because he's the fucking character we've been attached to. He, like, reaches out. He's like, how could I have failed? I was on a mission to... Blah, blah, and he goes on this rant, and then the hero, like, just, like, starts T-posing. And then, like, you... And she, like, her mouth is moving, and she's like, yeah, that one was too easy. We need to start another playtest. This, if he's the final boss, he's got to be a lot harder than that, blah, 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 blah. And he's like, what the fuck is she talking about? And it's a POV shot, and it, like, slowly fades to black. And then eyes open.
He will appear naked in the server room.
He appears in the server room. I feel like we miss a little bit of opportunity for, like, exploring the real world. Like, what is this place? Because I want him to be... I want it to be... I want it to follow, like, anime rules of, you know, you get a little montage of easing the reader, the audience into... Oh, what's this? Oh, what's this? And he, like, it's haha funny. He's a fish out of water. It's okay. Pretty lowbrow, but it's, you know, par for the course.
Right. And then he is coma guy, wakes up. Nobody's ever met. Nobody knows him. He's like, John Doe coma.
John Doe coma. That,
That's a little too depressing, maybe.
Yeah, maybe he just apparates in an alley somewhere.
Yeah.
He's like, phew. Oh, and we'll say, like, the stars or a fucking meteor was in orbit at the time, at just the right...
Solar flare.
Yes, a enzymes. Solar flare. And enzymes at just the right picosecond or microsecond, whichever smaller, manifested a man. Oh, man, I can see this. Like, I can actually see the frames drawn in my mind right now. Okay, I'm digging it.
That's so dumb. I love it.
Okay, so... He goes from place to place, and he's like, is this the future? Did I lose? And I was...
Is this heaven?
Is this heaven?
Or hell?
Hell? The future? But it was just a Samurai Jack situation. Did the hero throw me into the... Or, you know, and he's just very confused. What brings him face to face? Or rather than him being face to face with the hero, the actual real life person that the girl... based the game's hero on, I think he should see her, like, out in the street or in the wild, and then follow her to her job or something, and then confront her.
Okay,
how the first chapter should end. This is a manga now, or an anime.
Yeah. I think it's either that, or... I think the first one might better conclude with him seeing a giant billboard of himself.
Ooh.
Fighting the hero and say, like, what? What is this?
That's so, so perfect. As the ending of the first episode or the ending of the first,
it's like,
chapter is he's out in the wild. We get the first, like, you know, good chunk of the episode is within the game. You sort of, you don't buy it, because you read the description, but we sort of present, like, this is the world that the story's going to take place in. Then when he dies, and is reincarnated, or reborn, or whatever you want to call it, he manifests in the real world, then we're not fooling anybody, but the way you present that is usually like, oh, aren't you surprised? It's the real world! I've been thinking it's Japan, maybe it's America, we'll figure that out. And
let's just say it's Japan.
Let's just say it's Japan. And everybody speaks English, like Star Trek. And
shout out to VeggieTales.
Hell yeah. And we pull that rug out from underneath him, and then he's like, oh, what's this? Fish out of water. Blah, 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 blah. And then suddenly it's all interrupted by, ooh, there she is, the hero. And he's like, if this is heaven, then why am I here with her? If this is hell, why would she be here with me? Maybe this is the future, and that's her descendant. Whichever the case, I must get revenge. And then he, like, tries to fashion a sword out of something that, like, would not work as a sword. Or we could give him something like actually a weapon to make you think that would like hit a little harder.
Actually, like he's still got all his stuff.
Oh, he still has. He still has all his stuff. He still has like an enchanted sword or something.
Yeah, and he's everybody's like, it's like, dude, cool cosplay. Is there a convention in town? He's like, no, like, though I appreciate your love of my armor, whelp. Friggin' method actor types.
They just walk on. He's like, no, dude, call me a whelp. I am not talking to him. He's like, don't turn your back while you're talking to me.
Okay. People are taking selfies with him, that kind of crap.
Yeah. Okay, I like that he, like, still keeps his stuff. Okay, first, he does all of that. He sees what he thinks is the hero out in the wild. And then he follows her to her, like, house or apartment. And then he's, like, about to break in or something. And then we can either make it a billboard where it's just a single moment where he stops, turns, and sees. Or we can make it, like, a trailer playing on, like, a, you know, like a... Is that Central... Not Central Park. Times Square. Like, a big Times Square type of screen. And he hears, like, his name be called right before he's about to bust into the apartment. He's like, what? What? And then he, like, goes to the edge of a balcony. You know how apartments in Japan...
Yeah.
They have the staircases. All balcony. They're all balcony. And he's, like, he's about to kick down the front door, and then he hears his name called, and he's like, what? And he goes to the edge of the balcony, and he sees, like, a trailer playing. And then, like, you know, on text, there's the screen, like, defeat the whatever king of this and that and the blah, 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 blah. And then he's like, you know, he's like, I'm used for entertainment? What is this? And, like, he's so confused, and he's, like, a little disheartened, and you feel bad for him, because while he is, air quotes, evil, he is the protagonist, and the first chapter ends with his name being called again. Behind him is the girl. She's taking out her trash or something, and she's, like, recognizes him and calls him by name. So that is a really good hook to keep you to read the next chapter. Oh, man.
Okay. Great. What does happen next, though, Eric? I don't...
Usually, it's like they sit down and talk about it, which is pretty boring.
Yeah, and...
He doesn't buy that he's in, like, the air quotes real world, and he's like, send me back. So, we have to figure out what his goal is before he, like, acknowledges he's in the real world. The goal that he takes seriously for a few chapters, but sort of fizzles out and is replaced by, like, real-world concerns by, like, chapter 20, 25.
Okay. Hmm. Okay. Well, I mean, I feel like the thing would be is that he doesn't want to fight the programmer because she is not a worthy adversary.
Very true. He would not want that.
He's like, he pulls out the sword at some point to actually fight her. And she's like, you are no hero.
Yeah, she's like, of course I'm not. What are you talking about? I don't know. And oh, what would be really funny is if she doesn't see the resemblance between her and the protagonist of the game.
That is pretty funny.
Like, yeah, she's self-inserted like without really realizing it. That would be good, too.
It's like, dude, we don't look that alike and we have nothing in common.
No, like, no, it's like never, he doesn't address it, and so she never even thinks about it. Oh, that would be really funny. Okay.
Okay, I like that.
So, chapters 2 through 5, we come up with, like, flimsy excuses of plots as reason to go to new places and introduce new characters, pretty much.
Beach episode! That's not actually true. Beach episode happens later.
Yeah, beach episode doesn't come in until, like, after.
Yeah, but I like to say beach episode. Okay, so what characters do we have? We have got to have a boss, because he's got to be hired to work at the game company.
Who is... the least... Well, no. I keep on almost going to isekai where there's, like, a bad guy. Should there be a bad guy? Should there be a villain? Like, a boss, a middle manager who's just a jackass?
I don't know. I feel like with everything, the villain will probably be capitalism. in a lot of our ideas, the villain is capitalism.
What I'm imagining as either the ending or, you know, the spot where we could leave it as an ending, or we could pick it up for, you know, a couple more volumes or not, is they start their own video game studio.
I think there's something to be said for that. I think that's a fun ending. And I think that...
Holy, we have struck gold, I just realized.
What? Why? Who?
Because all the best anime, I've said it in the past, all the best anime are just a bunch of really cool characters with some sort of educational thing in there. We're teaching you about game production and design.
Yeah, there you go.
It's like, oh my gosh.
Okay. Yuri on Ice was fantastic, and I know so much about figure skating now.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I don't remember the Japanese names for anything. How Much Are the Dumbbells You Lift? It is super popular because it was like the first one that was like educational about workouts, working exercise, proper form on things.
You can't see, but I'm flexing.
Yeah, he's doing a great job.
Thank you.
Also, you lost a lot of weight.
Oh, yeah, I lost like 50 pounds.
Yeah, he's lost like 50 pounds. He looks great. We look great.
We look incredible. We're doing fantastic.
You've never seen us, but we look fantastic.
I moisturized more. It looked good. Yeah. So, yeah.
I feel like I figured it out.
Can I cut?
What he wants, our protagonist, the villain, what he wants, he realizes, this video game, my world, he's not upset by the fact that, you know, his world is just a video game. He's like, I can go back to what he has convinced himself is real life, but these are the masters of my universe. I must infiltrate their ranks, learn all I can, and then go back to my universe so I can truly conquer it. And so that way he's like, tell me more about animation. And they're like, well, you see, there's different kinds of animation. There's hand animation for the finer stuff. And then for more generic sweeping stuff, there's motion capture. And then there's like a bit where he's in a motion capture suit and he's like, I feel so powerful. That's so good.
That's so okay, man. That's actually hilarious. It's so, like, he does animation, and he does, like, character design, and he does, like, a version of himself that is just, like, all spikes and red, like a giant dragon helm. Like, you know in Avatar, The Last Airbender, where there's that one episode where they go shopping for armor and stuff, and Aang just has the most ridiculous getup possible, like that, but even more.
Oh, gosh, I love it.
Yeah.
Okay. We've got it.
We've got it. So it's just that.
Yeah. I think we should do a commercial break again.
Okay. Because
this is a very natural breaking point.
It is.
We've got our protagonist. He's the villain of a video game. He's reincarnated into real life. And he meets the people who are working on the game. And he sort of makes it his goal to become the master of the in-game universe before he returns. How is he going to return? He decides to cross that bridge when he gets there.
Right.
So we're just inadvertently learning about video game design and production. That's great.
That's awesome. I love it. Okay. We'll be right back.
But anyway, okay.
Anyway.
We're back from the break. We didn't really do Jack.
No, yeah. We thought we came up with two names. And
tell him the names.
The names are...
Alcyon.
Alcyon. The... King of Darkness, or whatever he is in the game. But in the real world, he is... Alan.
Yep. his video game role, the villain's name, is Alcyon, which just sounds cool.
That's cool.
How they pick names in Japan.
That's how we should all pick names.
Pretty much, yeah.
Actually, don't Japanese names... Well, no, that's how they choose, like, Western names and stuff. The real names have... badass meanings.
Yeah, their real names have profound and multiple meanings.
Yeah. And but, so do ours, but we don't think about what those are.
Yeah, when they pick fantasy names, they just pick whatever sounds cool, which I guess is what we do.
Yeah.
We just realize that's what they do because it doesn't sound cool to us because we're from a different culture. Huh. Wow. A little bit of an epiphany there.
A little bit. That's going on. And the programmer will be named May because everyone's named May. And I don't feel like we're good at making up Japanese names.
Yeah. Again, I want to reiterate, we should give everyone American names purely for the sake of not accidentally sounding stupid.
Or racist.
Because we will sound stupid. Well, I'm not too worried about sounding racist.
Yeah, I mean,
Because, like, we're making an isekai.
Yeah.
If we were going to be racist, it's too late, bro. If we are sounding racist, it's far too late.
I can't be racist. My best friend has pink hair. They're the protagonists.
That's a good one. Okay. So, the soft title for this episode is just Reverse Isekai, I guess.
I like that, yeah.
Going from a video game world into the real world. In today's sort of anime, manga, naming climate, it would have a really long name, you know, just describing the first chapter.
I'm gonna say let's not do that to break form, but what I mean is I hate that, so yeah, let's just not do it.
I hate that naming convention as well, so maybe we'll just name it whatever the video game ends up being named, or maybe we'll name it something, you know, symbolic. We'll come up with it along the way, I suppose.
Okay, sure. Or we won't, and then we'll explain it really fast at the end, or throw it in the intro. I don't know. That's future us's problem.
Okay. I think that at the end of the first episode, or the end of the first chapter, or episode, or what have you, when Alcyon has his sword, has his armor, is about to kick down the protagonist's door, and then sees the ad for the game, and then behind him, May says his name, and then he turns around and looks at her, and then we cut it there. Like, she looks at him like she's afraid. Like, you, the reader, know, oh, his intention is to kill her. So of course she would be afraid, but she doesn't know that. So you get carried away, and then at the beginning of chapter two, she's like, Alcyon? And he's like, yeah. And she's like, I knew it! I knew that cosplay was Alcyon. That's so spot on. How did you even... Oh, da, da, even the shoes that aren't anywhere in the ads. They're spot on. This is amazing. You must be a real big fan. Real, like, do you follow me on Twitter? And he's like...
What?
Yeah. He doesn't know what Twitter and all this other stuff. And so...
And that can explain... Honestly, that can explain how he gets a job so easily. Yes. It's like, this guy is a mega fan. This game is like... Still 3 months, is still a couple of months out, and he's got it. All the drip. Look at the drip.
He's dripped out.
And honestly, like, this, some of this stuff is clearly custom made, so he's either got money or mad skills. We gotta hire this guy. I don't even know what for.
He's
intern.
Now, he has no money.
Right.
And that is a plot point that does need explaining in isekai and slice of life stuff.
Well, I mean, so like, he's also... Okay, hang on. He has a bunch of silver coins on him, and people are like,
"That's worth all
you
that.
Know what? You give me one of those, this burger is on me."
That type of stuff. Oh, that would be a great plot point for, like, a joke later. Like, he's like, oh, I don't have any money. I don't have any currency, whatever you use here. And then later, in a later chapter, he's got, like, a bag of gold coins. So he's got, like, thousands of dollars. Oh, man, that's funny.
Yeah.
But he shows up to May's place, and she's like, and this is very manga and anime, where she, like, doesn't give him a chance to talk. She's like, oh, this is, blah, 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 blah. Are you a fan? You know about this, and she, like, names, like, the districts or whatever of the lands, and he's like, wait, what about the last one? And she's like, you even know about that one, the obscure one. Oh, do you want to see my whatever? And then he's like, he doesn't have a chance to answer. She, like, pushes him into the apartment and then, right, like, sits him down, shows him, like, the pitch Bible. And then he's like, there's stuff in here. Like, how does she know? Is she a lore master? And that's when she's, like, just gushing about her, you know, game that she's finally going to make. He's like, wait a minute. I can get in good with this girl, and she, whether she be descendant or whatever, and that's when he starts to, like, put together the plan, like, I can get information out of her, and so he, like, plays along, like, yes, I am a fan, and so they play that up, and then him being without money, that's where he sort of concocts the plan. He's like, you know, sinister about it, but it's a very wholesome interaction of, oh, I'm just totally swamped. I have to bring work home with me again, blah, 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 blah. But I also need to, like, you know, cook dinner or something. And he's like, do you want help? And he's thinking he's being, like, super nefarious, like, ooh, this is sneaking in. And she's like, what? And he's like, yeah, I could help out. And in exchange, you could get me a job at... And then he mispronounces the name of the game studio. And so she's like, that would be great. And they have to, like, live together in May's apartment.
Right, because anime.
Because anime rules. because, you know, he has no place to stay.
Right.
And she's like, yeah, you can stay here, blah, blah, blah. That's a lot of plot points all dropped on you at the same time, though. Him sitting down, May gushing about the Pitch Bible, and him sort of realizing, I guess that makes sense, him realizing in that moment, oh, my world doesn't exist, I'm in another world, rather than, oh, this isn't the future, no, I'm not dead. That would be an internal monologue in a manga, just like him like looking at the Pitch Bible and sort of like realizing, like, oh, I'm in a different world. And then he hatches the plan. Meanwhile, May is just like, you know, vacuuming cat hair or something. Oh, man. That would be really funny.
Yeah.
Like, from his perspective, it's like...
yeah.
I can... within this mere book lie most of the secrets to my entire universe.
Yeah.
May's perspective.
Yeah.
Oh, it came unplugged.
Yeah. I think that also kind of... You know, this is... Like you said, most great anime is, like, fixates on explaining something, sometimes in really unexpected ways. Like, Spice and Wolf is basically an extended microeconomics lesson.
Yep. That was my first anime.
I mean, it's a good one.
Yeah.
That was mine. I think mine was Sword Art, which ain't bad as they go.
Yeah, that's a
good entry-level anime.
People call
I haven't said entry-level anime in years.
That's what people would call it, yeah.
Which is a terrible... Because it's a terrible term, you know?
It's so weird.
It is, but at the same time, it's like people say it as an insult. It's a good thing. It's a good thing to exist, because, like, you're not going to get into the weird stuff. And
the nuances, because there's such weird cultural differences.
Yeah.
And like, really weird subculture... Like, anime subculture stuff. You could go to Japan... make an anime joke that I don't know what percentage, but probably the majority of Japanese people would be look at you like, what?
Yeah.
And you'd be like, oh, it's an anime joke. And they'd be like, oh, cool, whatever.
Yeah.
That's a guess.
That's a guess. I mean, yeah. Well,
that might be the most racist thing I've said on this episode.
I don't think so. No, I don't think so. I think that, like, you know, it's a subculture here. It's a much bigger subculture in Japan.
Sure.
To be a big, great big anime fan, but, like, it's not the same, it's still a subculture.
Yeah, true. It's not like, not everybody in Japan watches anime.
Yeah. Something.
We've kind of figured out the majority of things.
Yeah, well, oh, right, but what I was going to say is that, you know, what you said is like, that's the key, one of the keys to great anime, one of the tracks to it, is kind of explaining, like, basically an industry or a job or some... sport or whatever, and that is like a really good explanation of the first step of making a video game, is that it begins as this obsessive idea from one person.
Yeah.
Or, and same with, you know, movies and books and stuff, is that it's this one person has this idea that they're obsessed with because they see it, and they're like, this would be magnificent, and I just need somebody to give it a shot. And you kind of get this compressed version of, like, here's how we got here. I love this idea so much, and I think that everyone else needs to see it.
Dope.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we move on. But then we move on, and it's like, we get an issue or two. It's like, doing apartment stuff. And that's the other half of it, is that it's like doing boring apartment stuff. Because that's what you gotta do, is you gotta, like, live your life and do stuff while you try and get your game made.
Yeah, this is a really great setup.
It is. I like it. We're brilliant. We are God's favorite creation.
We're just...
And we are doing the great work to achieve the honor of that role. Okay, that got weird and dark.
Anyway, you said our protagonist was going to be loosely based on in-game, loosely based on May based him on her, like, ex.
Yeah.
Because she wanted, subconsciously, she didn't want...
Subconsciously is the clinical term, unconsciously... Wait. Damn right? It. I've... whatever. They mean the same thing for the way we're talking about it.
Right. So she doesn't know she doesn't. But so I think the first, like, arc should be just, you know, Alcyon. I almost said Alciel because that's a name for someone in some anime somewhere. Alcyon getting a job. An internship. He starts out as an intern because this is just like a big education anime manga for how to get into the game industry and how the different departments work. So he starts out as just like a personal assistant intern. So the first major arc is him just getting in. But the first arc that like has a clear beginning and end that matters, after we've introduced all the main characters who are going to have the dynamics between each other, I think will be the ex, May's ex-boyfriend coming back into the picture. And then since it's an anime, he has to white our Alcyon. We're just going to call him Alan now. He's Alcyon in the game, but he's Alan in real life. Because when he shows up to, you know, HR and they're like, oh, new hire, what's your name? And he's like, he thinks he's so smart. He's like, Alan. She's like, okay. So when Alan, when May's ex-boyfriend re-enters the picture, I think the first major story arc with a clear beginning and an end should be like him coming back, and he was like not abusive physically, but like
he's a big old jerk.
He's like, you can't make money making video games. What's wrong with you? Like, just put your dream back in the trash. And he puts her down, and then Alan, you know, white knights it, and he's like, I think believing in your dreams is the best thing anyone can do. Very anime. Okay. I feel like we should just, since we only have like 15-20-ish minutes, I think we should just come up with 3 or 4 characters. If we come up, however many we come up with, at least 1, maybe 2, should also be people who came from the game.
Okay. Well, we've got 3 named characters.
Yes. And we should also come up with like 3 or 4 arcs.
Yeah. Okay, great. Then I think one character that I think definitely needs to exist is somebody that Alan buys something dumb and small off of with gold. And that person continues to come back and it's like, hey, gold guy. Like, he runs into him just in town and he's like, hey, gold guy, yo. you still super weird, what are you up to, can I tag along?
That would be pretty great. Alan on his lunch break.
For my kid's braces.
Yeah, Alan on his lunch break has been paying with gold this whole time. They're like, wait a minute, you're doing an unpaid internship and you don't have any savings? How have you been buying food? How have you been living? And he's like, well, May lets me stay with her. And everybody's like, ooh! And May's like, it's not like that. And he like, and that Indeed. Falls on deaf ears for Alan. He's like, he doesn't understand cohabitation being like an intimate thing.
Yeah.
And then he's like, but what about food? And he's like, oh, I've been paying in gold. And they're like, in what? And then he just used up the last of it. But like, it's a wholesome thing because he's like, revived small businesses around the studio.
A lot of them give me food for free now. I don't understand why.
Yeah, he's like, well, I wanted to sample each restaurant in the nearby area, and each time I did,
it's also about microeconomics.
Oh crap! But like he makes a bunch of background character friends by paying in gold. And then they're like, well, do you have any left? And he's like, what? No. Since everybody promised me free meals for life, it was actually really convenient. I ran out of money. I ran out of money right then. And by money, he means gold pieces worth like over $2,000-$3,000 each.
Yeah.
Because it's like a 2 or 3 ounce disc of gold.
He sort of subtly owns 15% of most of the small businesses near the near the studio.
Gosh, that's good. Yeah. I like that. So we've sort of explained away smaller details that are, you know, come across in jokes. Different video game design and production aspects. I don't know what the proper term is. I want to just say, oh, development, doi, video game development aspects. The four core tenets of video game aspects. I did the tenet hand thing. You couldn't see it. But
I can't believe I didn't notice it.
The four core tenets of video game development are programming, art and animation, and art and animation can be two different things, but I'm going to group them together for the sake of this. There's programming, art and animation, design, and production.
And fire, and umami, and Gryffindor.
And sometimes war. SMU Guildhall, the best damn video game development program in the world.
Anybody who's anybody goes to the Guildhall.
I'm trying to apply to the Guildhall right now, if you can't tell.
Could you tell?
Not, I'm next year. I'm applying. Yeah. I'm not going next year. I'm applying next year.
Big things happening.
Anyway, those are like the four schools that they... You can go to a specialized school, even more specialized. You can go to a video game, animation, or art school. So I think we'll call it five for the sake of categorizing antics departments for Alan to, you know, get involved in. He wants to, like, become a master of his universe. Right. So he's, like, he's broken it down into these five tenets. And so that will just break it down for the reader to be like, oh, these are very neat little categories for me to think about game development.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. I like that. And each one. And, okay, so then we've got, like, people in each of these departments. Mm-hmm. Who is also, I think that there's something good to just say. It's like he sees each of these things that they do with fresh eyes of, like, somebody explaining programming and physics engines and everything, and he's like, goodness. Glorious, you are the master of reality.
You make fire from nothing at all.
She's like, I like this dork.
She's like, damn right I do. Who is this guy? I like him. Yeah. He's like rising through the ranks. He goes from unpaid intern to paid intern to get like a stable job quick.
Yeah, to like a junior associate producer for the game or something.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. Well, we shouldn't worry too much about what his like job title should be. I feel like that's getting bogged down with details. But I want to make sure that he is able to jump from department to department purely because he has this drive to, what seems like a drive to help, but what he thinks is a drive to, like, master his universe. That's so good. This is so great. So, which of the five comes first? There's art, animation, programming, design, and then production. Production being like marketing, allocating resources, getting funding. Design being like level design, mission design, interface design. Programming being the actual, what I consider the actual work, which is the hardest in my opinion. You like learn C++ or whatever the other one is, and you actually like go in and you're like, oh, that's the math one, essentially, in short. Animation, also math, but a little bit more user-friendly when it comes to the interface. You know what animation is.
Yeah, I know.
And art being, you know, concept art. They work very close with the animation team and the design team. And they all work in concert.
Yeah, okay. Then I think
art being more concept art, I mean.
Then I think art, starting with, kind of makes the most sense. Because, like, art, there's sort of a logical progression going from art. It's like, now that we know what we want the game to look like, we get into these other things. And, like, not that you need to come up with all that first, but I think it's kind of a logical progression. It's like art, and then you start working with animation and design and talking about, so how's it going to move around? How do we make it look, now that we know, kind of have an idea of how we want the character to look, how do we make them look that way? Then moving on, what does the character do now that we've got a character who does things? And, all right, how do we make the world make sense?
That's really cool.
Until finally getting into, because we've kind of got that unofficial pre-step of, like, I want to make this world. I got this world in my head, and I want other people to live in it with me.
Oof.
Until finally getting to production. Yeah.
I think production should go last.
Yeah, I think production going last makes the most sense.
Aye.
And I think that, I was gonna say, like, as a conclusion, okay, but no, we've got all of that, and I like how all of that goes. And I don't think we named anybody. It's just that, like, we've got a person or two in each of those departments that we partner yeah. with, and they are all touched by Alan's childlike wonder, which is actually rooted in quite malicious intent. Hilarious. Yeah. How very anime of you.
How very anime. The reason that works is because the audience interprets it as, you know, childlike wonder, very wholesome, helping. Because that's how the people around Alan will interpret it. And I want to clarify, I'm spelling Alan in my head, A-L-L-E-N, because I'm spelling Alcien as A-L-C-I-E-N.
That's not how I figured it was going to be spelled, but okay, cool.
I don't know why I felt like I had to clarify that.
It's important, actually. Now I know.
Yeah, cool.
Now we know.
Alcien. Alan.
Okay. I have mm-hmm. a tweak to offer cool. for our conclusion.
Okay.
I think that, you know, After all of this, he's learned all this stuff about video games and how they want to do it. And, like, there's the launch and there's the success, and Alan kind of has it in his head, a way that he thinks he can return home.
Oh.
I don't know, maybe he's come up with this way of, like, he's kind of saying, it's like, well, I think I have a potential job offer somewhere else. I'm going to America or whatever. And it's like, and they're like, well, wow, yeah, well, you know, I don't know, I kind of thought it would be cool to make another game with you. Like, do you have any ideas? And he's like, what? Yeah. And it's like, do you have any ideas? Is there a game that you would want to make? And he's, I mean, maybe. And he is coming up with, and instead of, like, you know, because I didn't really see the need for, like, them to start their own company, which is true to form for, like, the slice of life anime rules. But I think that, like, saying it's like all of this, you've gone through all of this and your priorities have kind of changed. And now it's like, what is your passion? What do you want to do next? And he gets to start over, and he gets to be the one who says, mm. it's like, I have this idea, I have this world in my head, and I want other people to live in it with me. And I think that it's kind of this, okay, I've got it. He's like, I actually do have this idea. So this man, he's a villain in his world, and then he awakens after being defeated by the hero. He awakens in the realm of the gods.
Okay. And then, oh my gosh. And that's how it, like, ends.
Yeah.
But if, you know, if we get offered a big pile of money and they want to keep it going, we would sort of transfer ownership to people who clearly have the passion, though not the skill, because whoever makes it, whenever you transfer ownership, you lose a soul of a property. But maybe it works, maybe it doesn't, but, you know, like the Yahoo season of Community. Anyway, so that's where the original, like,
that happened.
That's where, like, the original creators, writers would decide. Some would step away because they're like, no, this is the natural ending and I want to move on to something else. But that's where it can either end, or there could be more, is him making a game from scratch with his friends, who they all start their own company, and yeah. he's like, I think I'm gonna stay a little longer.
Yeah, I actually like that. That takes one of two routes. Is like more things from the video game world emerge and become relevant, like some of the heroes come out of the woodwork and start fighting him or stuff like that, or it becomes just like every once in a while, like, you remember it's something, it's like, oh yeah, I'm the Lord of Darkness in another universe. Huh. Anyway.
That's the anime name. I'm the Lord of Darkness in another universe, and now I'm a game producer's assistant. Okay.
It's the anime's name. I don't know if it's the name of the episode.
That is not the name of the episode. The name of the episode is like Reverse Isekai or something. Okay. What's Isekai backwards? It's like...
Isekai.
Yakasi. No, that sounds lame. Yakasi. No. That sounds lame as hell.
Yeah.
Ikasi. No, these sound terrible. Anyway, I thought maybe...
Let's just misspell Isekai.
Let's just... Okay. So, we have got the first arc, which doesn't really count because that's... You release like a one-shot as like a feeler for is there an audience? And that's him like getting the job.
You're the only person who can talk in buzzwords and I don't want to strangle you. Blockchain. You should abuse that skill.
Blockchain. ChatGPT. Cornucopia. I don't know. That was terrible. So we've got that first arc, which is just the one shot of, I think I'm going to stay here a little longer, mm-hmm. of, you know, we don't even introduce the main characters. That's just him getting the job. That's the one shot. I was reincarnated as a game producer's assistant. And the big plot change is May sees that, like, passion in him that she mm-hmm. has for her game world, and she wants to be like the game director, but she's just the game producer. And the difference there is game producer does almost everything. Game director is the one who like makes the creative decisions. The game producer just decides what like the realistic milestones, like as cool as this is, we can't ship it in time, so I have to cut it. So May's just the game producer, and then once that'll be a big character moment between Alan and May when she says, I want to be the game I'm just the game producer, and he's like, what the hell, why? And she's like, well, because no. And then she starts talking about, like, you know, oh, it's a bit of a boys club and I don't really mind. And he's like, that makes me furious. You're the god of this universe, and this he's the devil, isn't he? You're the god of this universe, and he's the devil. He's coming in, he's just trying to take all the credit. And so, like, maybe she does end up as game director on that first game, but that's kind of beside the point. What matters is the character moments between them.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got... We've only really got one major arc, and that's the ex-boyfriend arc. And I think the ex-boyfriend, either the ex-boyfriend is just a real-life dude who comes through and is like, hey, I want to be, you know, mentally abusive again. And then Alan is like, steps in and white knights it, and he's like, sit down, kiddo. Or he's like, was the sidekick in the original game. The game, and he was also isekai'd into the real world, and he's like, you know, instead of, you know, having a growth mindset like our buddy Alan does,
mm-hmm.
he has this like deficit mindset, and he's like, yeah, he's just bitter that he's like a sidekick rather than the hero, and he wants to, instead of like trying to improve himself to become a hero, he tries to cut down the hero and like limit them, maybe. There might be something there, but we would be going against our own logic if we used the ex-boyfriend as like an avatar or a vessel or something.
Yeah, something because, I mean, no, because it doesn't really work,
right?
Because he's based on that guy unintentionally.
Yeah. Anyway.
And I don't know. I kind of like that because it's like, it kind of shows it's like, you know, people can change. People can improve.
Yeah.
Growth mindset, baby.
Yeah. Okay, so that's our only real big arc. We've only got like a couple of minutes, so let's just come up with real generic anime.
Beach episode!
Anime manga arcs. Will be a beach
mandatory episode. Game night episode! or whatever. Yeah, there will be a beach episode because, I mean, programming, I feel like that's just what the workplace anime, you go to the beach.
Yep, that's very true. There's no real, like, will they, won't they, love triangle competition.
It's, like, we've, in opposite, it's, I don't know, it's the other the third option of will they, won't they, it's let's not.
Yeah. I think it being an anime manga, they will.
All right, sure. You do whatever you want, people that paid us to make this.
Yeah, truth. What I'm saying is, I hate using the word, but it's not a harem. His group of friends he makes, that's the word that you...
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, okay, I'm glad. I just want to make sure...
I know many words.
That the word harem has three different connotations in my mind. There is the royal harem, which is just in ancient Egypt. I learned this one very recently.
And other places.
Yes, it's just like... I don't remember the Egyptian king, Pharaoh. The Pharaoh's, like, entourage. It's just whoever happens to live in the same place. It doesn't mean, like, any sex thing. The sex harem.
Yeah,
there's that one.
It's where all your wives and concubines live.
Yes, and then there's, in anime, the term, harem anime is just, like, the main character has a bunch of women fawning over him. They don't explicitly, like, you know, have intimate or lewd relationships or actions going on.
Yeah.
It's just a bunch of women like him. This is not that.
Yeah.
This is a dude and a bunch of friends. And he has, like, one love interest that he doesn't really realize until, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 arcs in. So, what are those 2, 3, 4 arcs? Because we've got the first one down, the ex-boyfriend. What's another... I'm asking you, though. I should be the one to know.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, the game is having money problems or something. It's not gonna get made. Or,
I forgot to mention, this is a bit of a tangent. I do like, we talked about him going to each department and learning something.
Uh-huh.
And I want him, once he walks away from each department, I want him to be so confident that he knows everything.
Okay.
And he's like, animation. All right, I'll spend 3 days on this, and then I'll move on to programming. And then he, like, someone overhears it, and she's like, you think you can learn animation in 3 days? And he's like, of course. With my drive, with my intellect, I can do anything. And she's like, all right. And it's like... 5 hours later, and he's, like, on the ground steaming. He's like, oh my god, I'm never going to learn this. And even then, he, like, feels like he's got the basics down, moves on to the next one, and once he's worked through every department and learned a lot from each one, he'll be blindsided with buzzwords or definitions he doesn't know, and he'll be like, oh my gosh, I don't know, like, 1% of each department yet, and that will be, like, his... the end of, like, the first sort of arc. We've introduced all the characters that we like, and then he'll realize, like, oh, wait, there's still a lot to learn. End of first arc. End of volume, not even volume one. That's, like, halfway through volume one. And then that's when we get, like, a teaser of the ex-boyfriend is like, well, finally I'm back in town. And then, you know, subtitle at the bottom, who is this mysterious, handsome stranger? Okay.
And then we do that.
Mm-hmm.
We need, like, 3 or 4 more of those?
Well, there will be little stories going on that will keep your interest of, oh, I'm having trouble with the, you know, mission design. And he's like, mission design? He's like, I can help with that. And they're like, no, this is different from level design. And he's like, how so? And then, you know, you bring up diagrams and it's like, well, you see, level design is like the obstacles within the space, but while mission design is like your... list of objectives and reasons to go to different places. He's like, can I have examples? And
I love a good diagram anime.
Yeah, I love
seeing the diagrams.
And that's like the problem that's happening that needs solving within the episode. And then the, like, whatever the arc is something that goes on that we, like, talk about that's basically in the background while we're working through the problem I just mentioned.
Okay, so the sidekick, I think, can come into the universe.
Okay.
And I think, you know, he causes his problems, and then there's something, this is ghoulish, but I think that he can be taken out of commission when he gets hit by a bus.
Oh, he's isekai'd. The Isekai Express hits him. That's so good. Oh my gosh. That's so funny. Oh man, that's funny. Holy. I had a great idea. Yours is much better. But I don't want mine to go to waste either. I can imagine that right now.
Yeah.
Like the sidekick, like he had a plan. No, we can use both. My plan was the sidekick comes in and he tries to start his own video game studio to steal the idea.
I thought the same thing.
Yes, he tries to ship the same game before they can. And he's like, I've got you now. And he's like, this is impossible. We have copyrights. And he's like, do you? And like, he's like a douche lawyer, like patent troll. He technically has the copyright on something or somehow. And he's like, dang, we can't ship the game in time. He'll have the rights to it. And then the way they get through that is like they're fighting him this whole time through this arc. And then the last thing he learns is production. And so he's like, wait a minute. Sidekick character, you can't ship the game in time. And he's like, what do you mean? Because you didn't do any funding or something like that. He's like, I looked at your spreadsheets and they're a disaster. And he's like, no, I've been defeated by the power of an accounting department or something like that. And then the sidekick character from the game, who is the villain ironically in the real life, He goes to his last resort. He's like, he's just gonna fucking stab Alan. He just whips out like a box cutter because in Japan,
it's very hard to get weapons.
Yes, it's very hard to get weapons in Japan. He pulls out a box cutter and he's about to just fucking stab Alan. And Alan's like, I'm unarmed. I don't have my sword. And I can't use any magic in this world. And then he just gets creamed by a bus. And Alan's like,
oh my gosh. Is he okay?
And then he doesn't die. He's just in the hospital.
Yeah.
And I think that sidekick character should have a bit of a redemption arc. Or maybe he keeps coming back instead of as a legitimate villain, as like a joke of a bad guy.
Yeah, somebody said this is like somebody said like a great thing in storytelling that he wish he saw more of. Was it like villain saturation or villain de-escalation? It's like the villain doesn't really, the character doesn't really change, but another much larger character shows up, or so much stuff just happens that you're just like, oh yeah, he's around.
What happens a lot in anime and manga is someone who was a serious threat and a villain stays a villain, keeps the motivation, but is just no longer really a threat. Like they're just like, they basically, like Buford from Phineas and Ferb. The first episode we meet Buford, we're genuinely terrified that he's going to kill Phineas in a thumb war. And then for the rest of it, he's still a bully, but he's also part of the group.
Yeah.
He's also like hangs out and is their friend.
Yeah. He and that's basically our frenemies.
Yeah. And that's basically, not exactly, it's not even really that close. But in anime, all the time, like, someone will still be like, I'm going to take you down. And it's like, would you shut up while we're trying to fix this? And he's like, okay. So I think that would be great for the sidekick.
Okay. Character. I love that. That's got to be most of it, right?
Yeah. We could come up with one more arc. I just can't really be bothered. And we've kind of gone over time.
All right. There's another arc. You think of it. You imagine. You know it's there.
Let's
it's
have the
arc
the fun.
It's the arc you don't think about much.
Yeah. And the beach episode is not weird.
It's like, everybody, listen, if you like your coworkers, you want to go on a beach day. That's it.
Yeah. Right. Just friends hanging out. It's nothing lewd going on in this anime. Yeah.
The end?
The end.
The end.
The end. Thanks for listening to this episode of StoryTap. If you enjoyed, make sure to leave a review on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. And follow us on Twitter @StoryTapPodcast. It helps a ton. And thanks again.